An unlikely state has become the scene of an unexpectedly close U.S. Senate race. And you know what that does? It complicates all efforts to predict which party will emerge from the midterm elections with control over the chamber. This is all because of South Dakota, a conservative state where the conservative Republican was expected to win easily. No one, not even Democrats, thought it would be a battleground in the final weeks. Well, surprise. NPR national political correspondent Don Gagne reports from Sioux Falls.
This is what this suddenly rollicking South Dakota Senate race sounds like.
Parmalee, Wounded Knee, Waverly, Willow Lake, Long Lake, Clear Lake, Timber Lake, what a break! I'm going everywhere, man, I'm going everywhere. Put your hands together!
The man at the mic, the guitar, is not there to warm up the crowd for the candidate at this Union Hall in Sioux Falls. That is the candidate. Democrat Rick Weiland singing with no apologies to Johnny Cash, a list of the far-flung South Dakota towns he's campaigned in. He says he's traveled to every community in the state.
We've tried to make this campaign fun. We're enjoying it. I hope you are.
Weiland is a businessman and former staffer for Senator Tom Daschle. He's running as a populist committed to economic fairness. Next up, a former three-term Republican U.S. Senator now running as an independent, Larry Pressler. He showed up at the regular meeting of a local poetry club last night in a pub in Sioux Falls.
The title of this is Cowboy is His Name. And it's about a cowboy, but it describes all of us in our struggle in life.
You don't often see a candidate for the U.S. Senate reading poetry.
His quiet concentration's been distilled through ancient minds. It's evolution working when silver scratches hide, and it's a ghostly cowboy chorus fills his head and says, let's ride.
Finally, there's the Republican frontrunner, former Governor Mike Rounds, who picked up a big endorsement in Rapid City yesterday.
All right, everyone, we're going to get started here. My name is Taylor Budowich. I'm the executive director of Tea Party Express.
Rounds, who so far has not fired up the Republican base, was happy to accept the Tea Party's backing.
In South Dakota, we literally were very, very tired of what's going on in Washington, D.C. This truly is a challenge. This is to find out whether or not we really believe in the policies of this president. This is a question of whether or not we want to continue these failed policies.
Polls show that Republican Mike Rounds' early big lead is shrinking. He scores in the upper 30s. Democrat Weiland is within 3 or 4 points. And in some polls, Pressler is running a strong third. Political scientist David Wiltsey of South Dakota State University says Rounds remains the favorite, but
the expectations are that he should be walking away with this. He should be above 50%. He was a popular governor, and the expectation was that if he wanted to run for Senate and take it, it was his to take.
One potentially big problem for Rounds is a lingering controversy from his time as governor. It involves a state-administered federal program that allowed investors from outside the U.S. to earn a green card.
You've heard about Mike Rounds' citizenship for sale scheme, the fallout, the investigations. Turns out there's more.
This ad was paid for by the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee. The issue is complicated. Rounds calls the attacks a red herring.
They don't want to talk about the issues. They don't want to talk about Obamacare. They don't want to talk about Second Amendment rights. They don't want to talk about the Keystone Pipeline.
Now back to Larry Pressler, the independent. He says he wants to be part of a centrist caucus in the U.S. Senate. His is a low-budget campaign. His wife does much of the driving. He's getting attention, but bristles at questions about his seriousness.
They say you're a spoiler, or they'll say, who are you stealing votes from? Well, who owns the votes in the first place? The people do. So is Mr. Rounds stealing my votes? I don't think so. I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say Mr. Weiland is. I would say the people will decide.
So South Dakota has produced anything but your average, everyday U.S. Senate race. And in the process, finds that it suddenly matters on the 2014 midterm election map. Don Gagne, NPR News, Sioux Falls.